This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Age of Wonder. You're listening to InfoWars.
Another world.
With your host, Paul Joseph Watson. From deep in the heart of London. Our Britannic Majesty's Kingdom.
If you are receiving...
Yes, if you're receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. Paul's coming up at 8 after. Always locked and loaded, ready to go. We've had quite a transmission today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, you're down here to shoot a JFK special we're going to air next week.
Right.
Just as a warning to Trump, that's the new angle on it. Looking at deep state, looking at the same things he faced. You know, you look at JFK, I know you knew, Dr. Corsi, looking at this... JFK really had an Americana, America first, cut the taxes thing. And I've studied Trump. So much of what he's doing is classic American reboot. It looks like JFK.
Well, and in fact, Steve Miller, who is one of his top speechwriters, would work with Jeff Sessions as top aide for years, it has crafted many of Trump's best speeches after JFK's speeches. And in fact, Trump and JFK shared a lot in common, and they both understood negotiation. And by the way, I still bet on Trump. Trump is going to come out.
Hold on. I think he's doing better than ever.
Yeah, I think he's getting his bearings. I mean, Trump always looks like he's going to lose.
Well, we're certainly demoralizing the left right now.
Yeah, and also, Trump is figuring out the game. Now, once he's got the game figured out, he's going to take control of the game. He's a brilliant negotiator, and New York... is not Washington, but if you can survive in New York, you know, it's like the song says, you can survive anywhere. And Trump has had to deal with the banks. He's had to deal with all kinds of criminals. He had to deal with labor unions, and he still thrived. And he's going to do the same in the White House.
But hold on. I want to be clear. Skousen was covering negatives to get it to the president and get it out in the ether. We've turned the corner on Russia. I'm not being a cheerleader. We're winning big time, despite the fact he's totally surrounded just by his bully pulpit, just by trade, just by exuberance, just by the peace deal with Russia, just by TPP. I say just $3 trillion in the stock market, just $300 billion in new jobs, just over 1,000 factories moving back, just turning the coal back on. He's done dramatic things.
Huge things. And in the next 6 months, he's going to take...
the illegal aliens voting, the dead people voting. He's blown it all wide open.
A study going on voting, which is amazing to have going on.
So that's got them crapping their britches.
And you know, the little left in the... it's kind of like the last grasps. I mean, if they're... doing this setup with Donald Trump, you know, and this woman coming in to see him, which is a total honeypot type of trap. He could have seen it coming from, you know, from 1,000 miles away. If that's all they've got, then the Russian collusion deal is dead. And they know it's dead. There's no evidence. There's no nothing there. Now, Trump, when he starts to turn on the bureaucracy, wait, he's got the bureau heads now making an analysis. They're going to reduce by 20%.
That's why public affairs is already crapping its drawers.
Right. By 20 to 40%, you're going to clean out the bureaucracy. And that's going to start at the top. Trump is not going to fill positions. He's going to get a hold of it. He's well aware he's got within his own staff. He's got people like Priebus. He's got to get rid of Priebus.
Yeah, well, he gave Priebus till July 4th. Why is Priebus not out
yet? Well, they always tell him. They come and say, oh, you can't do it now. We've got this vote going on in Congress. We need Priebus. Priebus isn't going to do anything. Priebus is a meal.
Trump needs to call out Paul Ryan and use his power. The people showing the polls, they know it's the Republicans blocking things. We've beaten the Democrats.
Yeah.
Our problem is the Republican scumbags. And liberals should get on board with Trump for his economic plan. That's JFK, you idiots.
Well, Trump is going to get control of the Congress. He's going to, I think... they're going to already stay 2 weeks into August. That was announced this morning. And so Trump is going to get a bill out of this on health care, and he's going to get a tax cut.
Now that's right. Why is Congress taking off record amounts to just try to stall Trump?
Well, and also Congress does take off historic amounts of time. It's one of the jobs that you hardly work at all, and they argue they've got to go back and see their constituents. The point is, Congress can be managed by a president who understands the game, and Trump is going to understand the game. He's going to manage Congress, and he's going
to... take some on this for the nightly news tonight. You're going to be here the next couple of days. We're going to get your JFK experts in and tape stuff so we can really produce it. We're going to air it next week on two different hours of the transmission. Roger Stone's coming to town as well. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. InfoWars.com writer, setting up our Washington Bureau that's already set up now. Paul Watson, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson.
Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
That's right, and Paul Watson's taking over in this hour. But I first wanted to get his take on the announcements by the Federal Elections Commission that there is a criminal investigation of Matt Drudge, yours truly, and Breitbart. A criminal investigation that I killed the Easter Bunny. Know that the Russians fund us and command us. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this was first in McClatchy months ago. They had some congressional hearings about it, but now they say they want hearings. Well, I dare them to bring us in and to have me testify. I can't wait to talk about the globalists selling out our country to all the foreign interests, the TPP, the communist Chinese, the Russians, Hillary's connections, and the fact that we have zero funding and zero connections to Russians other than Daria, who does a great job, U.S. Army, Patriot. Yes, she's Russian. Talk about a witch hunt. This is a total insane asylum. We'll get Paul Watson's take on that in a moment, then he'll take over. He's got a big guest as well. But first, here's a mashup of Hillary and others.
So within 1 hour, 1 hour of the Access Hollywood tapes being leaked, within 1 hour, the Russians, let's say WikiLeaks, same thing, dumped the John Podesta emails. And then they began to weaponize them.
That were Podesta's
emails. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
Oh, really?
It was based in Boston, and it, you know, the Russian company had a very small investment in it, and you could keep saying that they gave me
I'm just following all the widely reported information here, John. Well, there's also Hillary
Maria,
Clinton, obviously.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not.
But it is not
true. This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
That's
not.
What I'm looking at, John.
That there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers for those modalities.
And in the full clip, Hillary says that Russia gets their info from me. This is crazy. Now they've got a woman connected to the group that put out the PPGate story that's been discredited. Meeting and Trump Jr. wanted to know about Russia tries to expose Hillary, so that's his evidence of working with the Russians, even though she doesn't work with the Russians. This whole thing is a giant setup. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. And now they want the Federal Elections Commission to shut up conservative talk radio, and they've got Google having Carlos Slim, Bezos, and Warren Buffett coming and saying, shut down our competition on Google, force feed our news to the public. I mean, this is pathetic. We are routing these people. This is comical. This is insane. Hillary, it's your emails that destroyed you. It doesn't matter who released them. You're a criminal. Paul, what do you make of all this? And did you get your orders from Putin today?
I mean, Alex, I was probably on RT 3-4 years ago a couple of times. I don't even respond to their emails if they want me on, and that was probably 2 years ago. Absolute complete BS. This is the moment when I knew for sure 100% that this Russia collusion crap was total BS. When it ensnared us, Alex, not being facetious, but, you know, InfoWars is like an 18-wheeler steaming down the highway. We can barely manage ourselves.
There ain't nobody running this thing. We are a runaway. I don't tell you what to do. We're just fighting for freedom.
No, I mean, it's all up in the air every single day. We just pound it out every single day. As if for a minute we would even have the chance to take orders from the Kremlin. It's absolutely insane.
But what's crazy is they're the ones that all took orders from Hillary in the campaign. They're the ones that don't take a crap unless they're given authorization by Podesta.
Exactly. And the only thing that RT did 5-6 years ago, which really pissed them off, was they had airport signs which said question more. Remember that? That was a huge scandal. How dare a news outlet invite people to question what they're being told by public officials? So from then on, RT was marked as the enemy. Even though we don't agree with them on a lot of stuff, they did a lot of SJW
stuff. Exactly. It's too much liberal crap. As if we don't do things on our own. As if the American people didn't reject Hillary. And they're so arrogant, she's going to be the face of 2018. Did you hear that?
Well, good luck to them if they're going with that. But again, they had a tweet last week, which was retweeted by several prominent journalists, which... they were basically triggered and butthurt over the fact that RT wasn't talking about something negative about Trump when all the other news networks in America were, because they dared to have their own editorial position.
That's right. It's a cult that doesn't like anybody that's independent. It's a cult that doesn't like independence.
Yeah. So obviously we're going to cross over on some subjects with RT because we're independent. We're not funded by Gulf state dictatorships like CNN. We're not funded by George Soros like Media Matters. So we're going to cross over on some things where we, God forbid, have an independent view.
Don't you love how the young turds have been funded by Gulf state dictatorships, and so has CNN? We're talking $250,000 per production on CNN by Gulf state dictators. These people are a joke. Let me ask this last question. I'm getting out of here because you're the reason, you know, we're all watching, Paul. But I love talking to you here on air. We talk more on air than we talk off air. We're both so busy, and we're not getting our criminal orders, actually. Looking at this, what do you make of CNN claiming, I saw you tweet this on Sunday and I looked it up, that there was no violence by the left, it was all wonderful and liberal in Frankfurt, Germany at the G20, when all the rest of the mainstream media called it an orgy of violence, almost 500 cops in the hospital, people burned up, it looked like a bombing zone you know, like Dresden or something in World War II. What? Why would CNN tell lies they know are manifestly discrediting?
Because they're all tied into the same system, which is this this idea that there's legitimate, authentic protests against, essentially, it was Trump. I mean, you had de Blasio over there ignoring the funeral of a slain NYPD officer to go and grandstand in front of a bunch of violent communists. That's exactly who they were. CNN took one little protest, one little side protest that probably lasted for an hour, which was largely peaceful by a completely different group, and said, oh, look, Hamburg was completely peaceful. You've got center-right columnists, conservative, respected columnists in Germany coming out and saying, the left is turning into the equivalent of Islamic terrorists. It's only a matter of time before they start blowing things up. And the CNN, to have the nerve to say it was peaceful. But, Alex, that's why more people watch 40-year-old reruns of Yogi Bear than they do CNN's top shows, because people are sick of it, and it doesn't resonate with anyone. And they're out today denying that as well, that more people watch Nickelodeon cartoons when it's proven by the ratings. I'm going to get into that clip as well. So it's completely insane. The Don Jr. thing. So let me get this straight, Alex. Russia and Trump had this deep collusion, right? They had deep communication and ties right up until the election. Yet you've got Don Jr. in June, 4 months before the election, saying, oh, okay, I'll meet with this woman, whoever she is. Some crackpot who had no information whatsoever, who even Bloomberg admits has no connection to the Russian government. So they were so deeply in bed that he's forced to meet with a crackpot who's not even related to the Russian government.
But she's obviously a useful idiot of the Pissgate dossier group. They just threw a bunch of kooks at them, hoping one of them would end up meeting with them, and that's all they've got. And now they're running around breathlessly on CNN like the Holy Grail has been discovered.
Yeah, it's gone from Russia hacked the election to Don Jr. reluctantly met with a crackpot for half an hour and was disappointed, and it was a complete waste of time. So they've gone from that to that. If that's all they've got left, then they're running out of bullets, Alex, and it is quite pathetic. But maybe Don Jr. should have just deleted the emails, you know, bleach bit the emails.
Like Hillary.
Like Hillary Clinton did, and the media would be fawning all over.
Or taking hammers to the hard drives.
Yeah, that's also a respectable way to handle private information, important information. You do that, you get away with it, it's fine. You casually meet with somebody who turns out to be a crackpot. How many people have you met, Alex, that want to talk about projects and stuff that it just turns out to be a complete waste of time? Doesn't mean you're colluding in bed with the government from the country which they're
exactly
from.
I'm skipping this break so you have more time, Paul. Take over. Great job, Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Alex. We've got a guest coming on at the bottom of the hour, by the way. That is Peter Swede, and you've probably seen some of his videos to talk about latest goings-on in the liberal basket case that is Sweden and what that means for the rest of Europe. Continuing with the news now, huge nothing burger. They tried to sensationalize it. Donald Trump Jr. cut ahead of them, the New York Times, that is, by releasing the emails before they could write their big bombshell story. It was basically that he met with this lawyer who was not connected to the Kremlin at all. Even Bloomberg admits that in an article entitled Trump's Low-Level Russian Connection. The lawyer who met Donald Trump Jr. was no Kremlin power broker. So even they admit that she had no connection to the Kremlin. Oh, but according to the New York Times, she's a senior Russian government official. Complete and total BS. The very fact that he even entertained the notion of meeting with this woman as late as June 2016, 4 months before the presidential election, proves that there was no deep collusion. If there were back channels, if there were serious ties between the Russians and the Trump administration, with the Russians feeding them info, colluding with them, scheming with them to steal the election, why on earth would Donald Trump Jr. even be interested in meeting with a crackpot who said she had information? Turns out she had nothing whatsoever. She wanted to talk more about Russian abortion, I think was the subject. This actually disproves collusion between Trump and Russia, because there's no way he'd even entertain this if that collusion existed. Total nothing burger, just like Van Jones and the rest of them at CNN said last week and the week before in the video releases by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. So again, this was not connected to any hacking. There was no pre-existing back channel between Trump and Russia, and nothing came of this meeting. It was a complete waste of time. The people at the meeting were all on their phones within 5-10 minutes because it became obvious that this woman had nothing whatsoever. She was misleading them. She was wasting her time. Oh, but God forbid they should try to dig up research on Clinton. We'll get into the hypocrisy of that after the break. Stay tuned. All right, we're skipping the break. So I was talking about opposition research, political opposition research, completely normal, completely routine in every, not only presidential election, but election in general. Oh, well, they're forgetting something quite important, which is this, and this is a Daily Caller headline. Everybody's forgetting that Clinton allies did the same thing as Don Jr. Not only did they do the same thing, they did it to a far more sustained level. Many journalists reacted breathlessly to a New York Times report on Sunday revealing that President Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., met with a Russian lawyer who indicated she had damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Donald Jr. admitted to the June 26th meeting to which he brought campaign chairman Paul Manafort and Trump advisor Jared Kushner. They were both on their phone within 5 minutes because it became obvious that she had no information of any importance whatsoever. But if you go back to January, which this article points out, it was revealed in Politico that some of the Ukrainian government's anti-Trump activities during the election, which included a veteran DNC operative who previously worked in the Clinton White House, Alexander Shalupa, worked with Ukrainian government officials, actually directly with the Ukrainian government, unlike this Russian lawyer, and journalists from both Ukraine and America to dig up Russia-related opposition research on Trump and Manafort. She also shared her anti-Trump research with both the DNC and the Clinton campaign. So you've got an individual working with the DNC on behalf of Hillary Clinton, meeting, scheming with foreign government officials to dig up opposition, political opposition research on Donald Trump. To a far more sustained degree, Shalupa, again, working for the DNC on behalf of Hillary Clinton, met with Ukrainian ambassador Valery Chaly and one of his aides, Askara Shulyar, at the Ukrainian embassy in March 2016 to talk about unearthing Paul Manafort's Russian connections. Shalupa admitted to Politico. 4 days later, Trump officially hired Manafort. So this was a sustained relationship between an individual working for the DNC on behalf of Hillary Clinton, meeting with foreign government officials to dig up political opposition research on Donald Trump to try and sabotage, to try and sink his presidential campaign. How is that any different from what Donald Trump Jr. is accused of doing? It's exactly the same, but it's not even on the same level, given that this relationship between the DNC and the Ukrainian government was sustained for far longer time, whereas Trump Jr. met up with this woman, what, for a period of an hour maybe? Nothing came of it whatsoever. That's it. Complete nothing burger. He released the emails, he jumped ahead of the New York Times, but still, they went with the Trump derangement syndrome narrative, which is, oh my God, this is bombshell, this is shocking, this is treason. If it's treason, then everyone in the DNC who worked with this individual, who in turn worked with the Ukrainian government, foreign government officials, then they're guilty of treason as well. Bottom line is, everybody does this during a political campaign. It's completely par for the course. Was Donald Trump Jr. enthusiastic about digging up dirt on Hillary Clinton? Well, yes. Nobody would deny that. Should he have said it at the start instead of saying the conversation was just about, what was it, Russian abortion in the United States or adoption, I forget which. Yeah, maybe he should. But he released the email, this is the content of it, and they're treating it like it's a new Watergate. Again, absolute nothing burger. They've gone from Russia hacking the election, you know, suggesting that they directly had influence in the actual voting machines. Remember the fake Washington Post story about Russian hackers infiltrating the electrical grid turned out to be complete nonsense, no fact-checking done whatsoever. They've gone from that to Donald Trump Jr. got an email and had a one-hour meeting with a crackpot who had no information whatsoever in the context of the fact that the DNC did that to the exact same degree, in fact, more sustained with Ukrainian government officials, exactly the same thing. But again, it's not about the actual detail of the story. It's about the hysterical Trump derangement syndrome reaction after the fact. Bottom line is, if there were serious back channels, serious collusion between the Trump administration and the Russian government before the election with the intention of manipulating, swinging the election, why on earth would Donald Trump Jr. need to meet this one lawyer who even Bloomberg admits had no connection to the Kremlin for a conversation? If he already was in bed with Putin, why on earth would he need this? He was very enthusiastic about potentially digging up dirt on Hillary Clinton, as we all were during that time period. Why on earth would he need to get so enthusiastic about that if they were already tied at the hip with the Kremlin? Absolutely incredible media hysteria once again. They're desperate. Now you've seen it with the investigation into InfoWars as well. As soon as I saw that story, which we first reported on months ago, which was first in Politico months ago, that the FBI was looking into InfoWars collusion with the Russians, that is the moment I knew 100% that it was total BS. As I said to Alex earlier, I'm not being facetious, but this organization is an 18-wheeler steaming down the highway at 100 miles an hour. You know, we're pretty much left to our own devices to get on with what we want. You know, some people are given guidance, but it's not an organized system to the degree where a government can come in and start directing people about without evidence of that coming out. The simple fact that we cover some of the same stories as RT, as does the entirety of the independent media, that's basically all they've got. As well as Hillary Clinton's constant whining and butthurt when she gets up on stage and blames WikiLeaks and InfoWars, who are basically the same thing as the Russians for swinging the election. Just like the Trump thing, nothing whatsoever. Complete hot air, complete nothing burger. They've gone from Russia hacked the election to this, and quite frankly, it's pathetic. The only thing I would say about Don Jr. is, since he released these emails a few hours ago, and since the media jumped on it like hyenas, he's been quite quiet on Twitter. He's retweeted a few people last time I checked. He needs to get on the offensive as well, because if you allow them to take control of the narrative, they can take it in any direction they want. They're good at whipping up hysteria. They've done it time and time again, which is why Donald Trump Jr. needs to get on the offensive with the true narrative, which is a complete nothing burger, as now I see people like Bill O'Reilly, people like Governor Mike Huckabee, are also pointing out. In fact, let's read a couple of their tweets, because they went up just in the past hour or so. Governor Mike Huckabee said about this scandal, liberal media in a frenzy because Donald Trump Jr. released all his emails, should have deleted them. We know that's fine with them. Yeah, if he did that, maybe the media would be fawning all over him. We know they wouldn't, because they literally go to dinner parties in each other's houses on a regular basis, and Politico's Glenn Thrush begs for John Podesta's approval before he even writes an article. Oh, but there's no collusion between those two parties. No, no, no. Bill O'Reilly said this: Trump Jr. smart to release emails. Tabloid guy set him up with a Russian lawyer who promised Hillary dirt. She didn't deliver. That's the story. And again, this tabloid guy that set him up looks like a complete slob. This is hardly a professional, surreptitious operation where they're scheming behind the scenes with the Kremlin. It looks like basically a complete waste of time. We've all had meetings with people who promise important information, whether it's political or working on projects or whatever, and it turns out to be a total waste of time. That's exactly what this is. But that's some of the reaction coming into it. The only advice I would give to Donald Trump Jr., and he might have already taken this, is to get on the offensive himself with this narrative, because you can bet your bottom dollar that the media will take it in any direction they want, with an emphasis on complete hysteria, as they do every single time, but we'll continue to track it. We have, in the next segment, Peter Sweden coming on. He is a YouTuber, of course, from Sweden. I believe he's in the UK now, but he's planning on going to Sicily to document what's going on with the migrant crisis there. Of course, we have Sweden, the liberal basket case of the world, the one example of a country that is a warning not only to the rest of Europe, but to America itself. So we're going to get into that and more. On the flip side, it's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be back. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show. Before we go to our guest, I want to tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the 4th of July Summer Mega Special running where you get massive discounts off the likes of Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Z-Shield, InfoWars Select, Storable Food, and much, much more. While supplies last, this is all going to sell out soon. Again, you've seen how we've been targeted. It's basically every day. It's not even a cliche anymore. Now we've got an FET investigation in the offing based on complete nothing burger nonsense once again. We're constantly under attack because we're independent. That terrifies the life out of them because they've never had that authenticity and never will. We're beholden only to our audience, which is why, even though we're not perfect, we're at least trying to tell the truth. That terrifies them. What does that tell you about the mainstream media? Please support us. We can only survive with your continued support, getting the products. The Summer Mega Special is still available at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on all those products as well. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network as it's under increasing attack today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's go to our guest. He is at PeterSweden7 on Twitter. You've probably seen some of his YouTube videos. He's been documenting the impact of the migrant crisis on Sweden, as well as a number of other issues. Before I get to our guest, though, I just want to read this out of Breitbart. Now, this was out in June, so this is probably about a month old now. Sex attacks at Swedish festivals have risen 1,000%. A new report has revealed that sex attacks at Swedish festivals have increased as much as 1,000% in 2016, so that's last year's figures, a trend which does not appear to be changing. Now, since that report came out, we had a number of other sexual assaults at Swedish music festivals, including the Bravala 2018 festival. It was funny that they reacted by cancelling the festival, but then a Swedish comedian and a radio host came out and said, oh, why don't we solve this rash of sexual assaults by just banning all men? Because that's the solution, isn't it? Kind of like when they proposed banning vehicles after the Stockholm truck terrorist attack. I mean, Peter, is the problem here all men? Or is it certain kinds of men with certain beliefs about women? Which do you think is the real problem here?
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Paul. Yes, it's. I don't think it is blondes, blue-eyed Swedish people that are behind this. People like me, that's pretty certain it's not those kind of people we're talking about here. It's there was actually a police report from the 2015 VR Stockholm Festival, which saw loads of rapes. I don't have the exact figure in my head, but it was somewhere in the 30, 40, 50 sexual assaults they had at that festival. And according to police report, every single attacker there were migrants. Of course, this didn't make it into the press or the newspapers, but this was a leaked police report that came out. And if you look at the people that are behind most of these rapes and attacks in Sweden, it's almost every single instance where you are able to find the name and the identity of the attacker. It's almost always migrants. Particularly, you know, you have Muhammad, you have Hassan, Bashir, you know, this kind of very Middle Eastern sounding names.
Which is exactly what Peter Springer said, the cop who blew the whistle on crimes that he was dealing with, the ex-police chief. It was always Middle Eastern names. Some of these rapes and sexual assaults in these music festivals, which have been going on for years now, not just this summer, absolutely horrific. We're not just talking about groping. In one instance, I remember, they literally raped a woman in the middle of a field in front of a stage. I mean, it led to big acts pulling out these concerts altogether. I think Mumford & Sons was one of them. Now they're saying, oh, we're just going to cancel the concert, or we can ban all men. But again, the other angle to this, and you alluded to this, is the ethnicity of these individuals is coming out again and again. The solution to that is not to ask, why are certain individuals with certain ethnicities, certain backgrounds, carrying out these assaults? The solution, and we've seen this in Germany as well, they're now saying they're just going to cover up ethnicity in crime reports altogether. And in fact, here's a headline out of Spicer, which I want to read to you. Sweden to ban alternative media. By changing the constitution, the Swedish government wants to prohibit websites that reveal the ethnicity of convicted criminals. So it appears that instead of addressing the issues raised by critics of mass immigration, Peter, the government is simply attempting to ban criticism of mass immigration altogether, right?
Yes, you're 100% correct. The Swedish government, which is a socialist government, and I would say they're bordering on communism, they're that authoritarian. They're looking to ban alternative media like Fria Tider, who are reporting on the ethnicity or race or religion of people that are convicted of crime. And then, Fria Tider, for example, is a very good alternative news source in Sweden, which I work with a bit, and they are quite good at digging up some information, some court cases. You can see who some of these attackers are. So, for example, there was one Afghan guy who raped a 13-year-old girl, and he got 3 months prison. And this was completely unreported in the mainstream media, but these guys managed to dig up the info, and you could see that it was also one of these migrants from Afghanistan.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is a great website. I translate a lot of articles from Freyatida, I think you said it was. Yeah, and I mean, the other aspect to this is when these victims get raped, in many cases, and we've seen this in the Calais migrant camps as well, they actually apologize for being raped. So they don't want to complain about being raped, some of these individuals, because they fear they might be seen as racist simply for complaining about being raped. And that's also reflected with the authorities who, in, as you said, these rapists are sometimes out within 3 months. We're talking about migrants who sexually molest children in some cases. Oh, but they claim to be minors themselves, so they can't be hit with the full brunt of the law. And then we had a study in Sweden. It was, I think it was, what was it, 2/3 of self-proclaimed child migrants, I think it was around that number, maybe higher, maybe even 75%. They did studies. They did bone density studies into the migrants claiming to be children in Sweden and found that it was either 2/3 or 3/4 were adults. They were completely lying, and they lie to get away with crimes, to get away with lesser punishments, right? And that was a Swedish government study, correct?
Yes, that's from the Swedish police, actually, that study that you just quoted there. If you look at almost every single one of these rape attacks, they always claim to be children. And in almost every single instance, the court just takes them on a word and sentences them to as children, basically. So, for example, I have one example recently here, a 16-year-old girl that was gang raped by 3 migrants. Two of them claimed to be under 18. And they only got, one guy got 10 months youth care, not prison, but youth care. Another guy got 1 year's youth care. Youth care is quite nice in Sweden. You know, you're locked in a building, but you get everything you want. You know, PlayStation, everything. It's not like a prison at all. It's youth care, and they just have to claim to be under 18 to be children, and they get these sentences in Sweden. It's insane because of political correctness.
It's the tolerance. You have to believe them. I mean, there's this whole atmosphere in Sweden, and it was emphasized after Trump came out with his last night in Sweden thing, which, of course, the left and the liberal media all jumped on. They were like, oh, my God, look, he's been proven spectacularly wrong. The very next night, there were huge riots, mass burnings of cars, as happened all the time. Oh, and the media suddenly didn't want to talk about Sweden. They suddenly changed the subject after real events began to prove Donald Trump right, and they tried
to... It became a bit inconvenient as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it became a bit inconvenient to report on Sweden all of a sudden. It's been when you mention this kind of riots in Sweden, that's happening a lot more than you think. So Rinkeby, which there were riots the night after Trump's tweet, or where he spoke at the rally. Rinkeby is just 15 minutes from where I'm in the UK at the moment, but Rinkeby is just 15 minutes from where I used to live in Sweden. And so I know these areas pretty well. And these areas are, you don't want to go in these areas. They are no-go zones for a reason. So the police, for example, whenever they go into these no-go zones, they always have special helmets to protect them from rocks. They have riot shields and extra protection, because if the police go in there, they almost every single time they get attacked with rock throwing and so on. It's a completely separate world run by these migrants, basically. Some of these no-go zones are 90-95% almost 100% Muslim. So it's very, very much a separate society, and they don't interact with the rest of society, and that creates a lot of problems.
And even to discuss those problems in Sweden is not only seen as politically correct, but, you know, they're now talking about knocking on people's doors and naming them and shaming them in newspapers. The thing about the no-go zones is it's not just police, it's ambulance workers who are being attacked. They're being pelted by rockets. The left media says, oh, they're not no-go zones because the police do go there. Yeah, they have to wear frigging body armor and get rocks thrown at their head. That's the very essence of the no-go zone. If you do go there, then you're going to get violently attacked. It's not a conspiracy theory. And as he said, it was actually the very night that Trump gave that speech last night in Sweden that there were these huge riots. The left was completely embarrassed by that. They suddenly stopped talking about Sweden pretty often after that. We've got an article here just illustrating the cultural impact that this has had, not just from a security perspective. New study, at least 150,000 genitally mutilated women in Sweden, 150,000 victims of female genital mutilation. And of course, most of those individuals will already have been victims of FGM before coming into the country. So this is the culture that they're importing. We had another story, Peter. Swedish government orders clinic to end treatment for rape victims in favor of treating migrants. So they actually shut down a government clinic in Stockholm devoted at least partly to treating female rape victims, of which there are many more in Sweden over the past 3-4 years, as we've seen. The rape rate has skyrocketed after they changed the definition of rape. So that whole argument, oh, that's just because they changed the definition, that's complete nonsense. Yeah. It kept on skyrocketing after that, correct?
Yes, the left always goes on about this changing definition of the rape, and that's supposedly the reason why rape has increased so much. Well, if you look at this year, so far the first 6 months in 2017, we had a 14% increase of rapes in Sweden compared to the same period last year. So, even with the so-called new definition, it's still continued to rise like a rocket, the rape statistics. So in total, so the first 6 months this year, we had 3,430 rapes, of which 43% of those were actually the victims were actually children. So we're actually talking about pedophilia here. You wouldn't think that's an insane number. And you think that Sweden is a small country. It's only 10 million people living in Sweden. The statistic gets really, really bad. And if you look at other crimes as well, such as violent shooting and other violent crimes, that has continued to rise over the years as more migrants are poured in Sweden as well. Which I say, these two things combined would tend to kind of debunk this whole thing about very broad definition of rape that the left keeps claiming. Because the statistics of violent crime has continued to rise at the same rate, roughly, as the statistic with rape, and it has continued, and because they correlate with the amount of migrants coming in, I would say that this so-called broad definition of rape that the left talks about isn't really valid. I would say it's a kind of it's fake news.
Exactly, it doesn't explain the spike after that definition was changed. Also, 90% of shootings in Sweden, we had this article, are being done by migrants. So again, the correlation between the violent crime, the violent assaults. The one positive out of Sweden, Peter, which we don't see in a lot of other European countries, like France, is the fact that certainly according to the most recent polls, Sweden Democrats, which is the conservative anti-immigration, anti-mass immigration party, I should say, is the most popular party. We have a big election coming up next year. Do they have the momentum to win that election?
I have a feeling that the Swedish Democrats will win the next election. That's my gut feeling. A lot of Swedish people are beginning to, more and more, at least more and more Swedish people are beginning to wake up and are quite upset at the situation in Sweden. As for them being conservative, not that conservative compared to America, maybe, but very conservative compared to other parties in Sweden. They are the most right-wing kind of
big
party.
Anything right-wing is conservative in Sweden. So you think they've got a good chance? I mean, this is really emphasizes it for me. It's so bad. You know, you've got people claiming there's no problem in Sweden because of mass immigration. If that was the case, why is the only anti-mass immigration party the biggest party? That kind of suggests that Sweden has some problems, right?
Yeah, that's. I think you're onto something there. And especially if you look at the Swedish Democrats are actually the third biggest party among migrants as well. But if you look only at Swedish people, ethnic Swedish people, how they vote, there's no statistic on that, but I would definitely say that's probably well over 50% of ethnically Swedish people who are going to vote for a Swedish Democrat in the next election. And even among migrants, as I said, they are the third biggest party. But, you know, there's so many migrants in Sweden now that they all vote for the... for a left-leaning socialist government who will continue to have open borders. So all of the migrants obviously vote for the left. So they won't vote for the Swedish Democrats.
Exactly. Now, you're going to Sicily soon. Tell us what you hope to learn there, because that is really ground zero of what's happening, right?
Correct, yes. I'm going to Sicily in about a week's time. Because in Sicily is the front line of the migrant crisis, so I want to go there on the ground to see what's actually happening, because that's the first stop of all the problems that we see in Western Europe, because all the migrants, none of the migrants, they come up from Africa and they get put out in these little dingy kind of rubber boats by human traffickers outside the coast of Libya.
Hold on, we got a break coming up. We'll be back with Peter Sweden after this break. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome to the ice cream.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to Peter Sweden. Peter, you were cut off there. You were talking about your trip to Sicily. Tell us again about that and how people can find you on Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah, so I'm going to Sicily here in a week's time, roughly, where I am will be reporting on the front lines of the Mayan crisis, because that's ground zero for the Mayan crisis. So I want to see what's actually happening there, and because that's where all the Mayans are coming up to the rest of Europe, to Germany, France, the UK, Sweden, so I'll be going on the ground there reporting on the ships coming in, see if we get some interviews with some of the migrants, perhaps. Probably see if we can interview some of the workers, the NGO workers, interviewing locals there, see what they think about what's going on. We'll be able to see what's actually going on the ground, because the mainstream media simply isn't covering this stuff. They keep quiet about it. Because these NGO vessels, they go, as you talked about in your video earlier, the NGO vessels, they go down to the coast of Libya and they pick these migrants up, basically a taxi service up to Europe, up to Italy.
Exactly, and they're in communication with the criminal people smugglers. We need these people arrested and prosecuted. That's the only thing that's going to fix it. And maybe you can get some actual footage of the migrant boats coming in. And the fact that the vast majority of them are fighting age males, of course, the media doesn't show you that. They find a few women and children, and that's what's on the evening news, because they want to control that narrative. Peter, tell people where they can find you on Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at PeterSweden7, and you can also find my YouTube, PeterSweden. That's me on YouTube and Twitter. I'm also on Gab as well. I don't use that as much, but I'm there as well. At Peter Sweden there.
Okay, and I encourage people to support your trip to Sicily by donating. We'll be sure to get you back on the show after that to get your report on ground zero of the contrived migrant crisis. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, there goes Peter Sweden. Before we dip back into a couple of final news stories, I again want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on all these products. In fact, free shipping store-wide for a limited time only. 4th of July Summer Mega Special is still running until these products go, which they're going to go very soon at these prices. BrainForce Plus, that's one I highly recommend. Super Male Vitality. The Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, that's 40% off. Living Defense, 20% off. All these great discounts, all these great products help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech. And that's not a cliche. I mean, we mean it when we say that, because you've seen us being attacked on a daily basis by the likes of CNN and others. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide on all those products. Please support us today. Let's get into a couple of final news stories. Sick viral YouTube video shows parents explaining masturbation to young children. We can't play the video. It's completely graphic. It's disgusting. Another example of the media making sexualization of children normal. You saw them give a platform, Salon.com, to Todd Nickerson, an admitted paedophile. You saw them roll that dreamy, romanticized B-roll while he was literally talking about masturbating over children. And I'm sorry I even have to mention that, but it was Salon.com, one of their top stories. They later deleted it. Now we have a viral video, which YouTube, Google-owned YouTube, decided to make trend. They control that trending list. It's not organic. So they deliberately picked a video where children as young as 8 years old are shown by their, quote, parents, even though it doesn't appear that way in some of the cases, talking about this despicable stuff. Don't sexualize kids that young. It's disgusting. It's sick. It has to stop. That's going to wrap it up for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. Nightly news coming back. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now...